Well, good afternoon. We're a fairly healthy football team right now. Van Alexander got in a few plays last week, and that was good. We're planning on hopefully getting a little bit more work as he's coming off that injury. And Andy Maples has cellulitis, and he did not go to the game last week. He's one of our defensive tackles in our depth. So he's working through that. He's doubtful for this week, but the rest of our football team is very healthy. So this is, for the most part, the healthiest we've been this football season. We're obviously preparing for Oklahoma State right now, and they're a very, very good football team. As you all know, you've looked at them, you've seen them play. They're playing very good on both sides of the ball. They've been very dominant. I think it's a great job in building the program. They're very athletic. They run well. And that's certainly why they're winning. They seem to be a very disciplined football team also. And as you look at them, I think their quarterback, Zach Robinson, he's a really a good athlete. He runs their offense well, throws the ball well. His percentage of completion and his percentages of throwing at a high level, getting the ball downfield, he does a very, very good job there. And they just got a lot of great athletes. Their punt returner, their receiver, Dez Bryant he's as good as there is in the league, and we got a pretty good one here. And this guy changes football games when he touches the ball. We knew about him when he was in high school, and obviously just a tremendous, tremendous player. Running backs are good, so they present a lot of problems on both sides of the football. Now we're going to work hard today as a staff, as our staff's been working since 7 o'clock this morning. In game planning, and we'll come up with the best plan we can. And then, our big thing, this is, as always, is we just want to have great practices in our preparation to be at the highest level. Last week, I thought we practiced, we generally practice well all the time, but I thought even was at a better and a higher level a week ago than it had been all year. So we need to continue to do that if we want to improve as a football team. Well, our offense, obviously we do a million things in our offense. Our offenses are the spreads. They're similar in some ways, and they have an attached tight end a lot. So they do different things, but they use him in many, many ways, he doesn't have the number of receptions, obviously, that some other do, but they have good players all over. Their tight end's an all-conference player. He's a great player. He's a difference maker, and you got to expect everything from him, from reverses to obviously the kicking game, how you're going to handle him back there, and with all those issues and punt returns and kickoff returns, and so they got a lot of good things that they do with a lot of different people.
Are they one of the spreads that runs the ball as well as any others?
Well, I think they're pretty good. I mean, look at their yards. I mean, they're very, really, really good, and they run a little bit of option. But they're not a complete option football team. He reads the defensive end and gives the ball and keeps it and very athletic and do play action off of it and spread you out all over the field. Their tight end is attached quite a bit. They do that at least in their last game against Texas A&M. They're an opportunistic team. They had 5 turnovers last week in the first half. They got last week from A&M, and that was 2 interceptions, 3 fumbles. One was a touchdown run, scoop up, and fumble score, and one was an interception. And so, they do a lot of really good things, and they're very well coached. And you can just see the progress they've made with that program. Well, in some respects, from a technical standpoint, that's kind of hard to say. There's a lot of different ways to go with that. But they're running the football as well as anybody in the country. And, I think one glaring difference is they got their tight end attached a lot more than we do. Yeah, but, if you look at our yardage, and our passing yardage are higher, our rushing yards. I'm very pleased with how we're rushing the football. But their rushing yards are phenomenal, as you all know. So they want to run the ball. Their time of possession is number one in the Big 12. Ours is last in the Big 12. So I think that tells a big difference about the spread offenses. Even though there's similarities, obviously the way they lean and what they're trying to get done and what they want to do is they want to be able to run the football well. Then you throw that with a very efficient passing attack, and you got a great offensive football team.
Have you always looked at time of possession as kind of a, I don't know if meaningless is the right word, but stat, or is that something you had to kind of change your mindset when you guys went to this offense?
Well, I think, you know, if you're going to have this the offense that we run, the way we run our offense, the up-tempo, fast, attacking offense, you know, we with our quarterback and our players that we have in the perimeter, we're going to throw the ball a lot, we're going to throw it downfield. You can't be concerned about time of possession. I mean, in the Nebraska game, you know, we're sitting there at the end of the third quarter, and I'm thinking, you know, the score is where it's at, and, you know, I don't want to score any more points going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, so we got to change up what we're doing. And fortunately, I think we had about an eight-minute drive there, which was really good. But our offense isn't like that. You know, the bottom line is, though, you got to, you know, when you get your opportunities, you got to score. You know, what they like to do, obviously, is they control the clock, and they do a good job of it, and they're efficient, and they score. And that certainly puts a lot of pressure on not only our defense, but it puts a lot of pressure on our offense, the opportunities that you get that you have to take advantage of those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Their individual personalities, and sort of a follow-up. On the other hand, are there plays where all these guys are sort of interchangeable? I mean, the tight end probably different, but
yeah, for the most part, we have designated plays for certain players in every game, and they're part of the formation call that we'll put a player, or that in certain sometimes they just know that they're in for their particular play. Dave Christian will be up in the press box, Coach Yost, Dave Yost, and they'll say, okay, get. Make sure Derek Washington is in there with J-Mac, because on this particular play, the way we worked on it, those two guys have to be in there. So we do that all the time, and I think utilizing the abilities of the players. We also look at zones where we're throwing the football, you know, where we're hitting our throws. And I don't care, you know, who's lined up in what spot there. Are we covering the field, you know, horizontally and vertically? And so I think that, you know, that's kind of the fun thing about this offense. And we come in here at 7 o'clock. We will tomorrow morning, every Tuesday morning, defense meets together. But the offense comes together here and Coach Christian will be up here, and he'll have it up on the screen, and he'll have every new play that we're doing or the plays really that we adjusted formation-wise, because we use a lot of different formations. And we come up with a lot of new wrinkles of things that we do, and we present that to the entire offense. And, you know, the players really get involved with it. They, you know, they like it, and they that's how we start off. Then we go to individual meetings, and then we talk about the individual aspects of the game plan. So we utilize all those guys. You know, certain guys run reverses in games. Certain guys will – that screen that we threw with Derek Washington coming inside, the touchdown, that we did that with Rucker last year a lot, and we did that with other people. So, you know, they do a good job of moving that around. And that's why it's in our system. I think it's fun to play receiver in our system, because, first of all, you know all – it's 3x2. You know who's 1-2-3 and who's 1-2 and what their assignments are and how to run the routes and all the little things it takes. And then you throw the no huddle in it. You know, I think the players really like running the offense because they feel so much a part of it. But we have a lot of good athletes, and we try to utilize their abilities. Obviously, Denaire Alexander's got that great wide open speed and acceleration and height. You know, we miss him on a vertical early in the game. He was open when Chase had the wind to his back, and then he did get him, I think, at the end of the third quarter in the corner of the end zone. So they did reverses with different people. That reversed with J-Mac down on the goal line. So we do a lot of different things like that. And honestly, our players, I think, have a lot of fun doing it too.
I know you recruited these guys, but, I mean, do you sometimes, when you watch the film or see what these guys do, it's pretty unique, I think. And are you maybe surprised, not the right word, but are you impressed by it?
Well, I think, you know, in recruiting and your evaluation, that you bring kids in your program that fit what we like on offense. You know, not only can you catch the football, but can you do something with the football after you get it? And that's real important. There's also guys like Tommy Saunders that come in that do a little bit of everything and do it really well at the highest level. And the truest statement I can make is it's amazing how much better you coach when you got good players. So that's, you know, that's the reality of our business, but that's true.
Going in last week, Rob Christian told me that one thing he was looking forward to about Nebraska was
does that speak to his mentality? Is it a little different?
Well, all linebackers are a little different, so let's start with. And that's all. That's okay, as long as the different is in control. I just think that I think any time you go in, especially in this league and this level that we're at right now, I don't care any of the BCS leagues, when you go into the environment that you go into on away games, and certainly in Nebraska, the good teams and the teams that play well in that environment are those that go in with a positive attitude and they're excited about playing there. They know they're going to get booed at some places. You know, it wasn't in Nebraska, but occasionally they'll throw things at you, paper and things like that. We don't need major articles about people throwing things. So did not happen, so don't worry about that. I think that's an attitude. I mean, that's a lot different attitude, that we want our players to have that attitude. We have a great opportunity to go play, in the dome. We have a great opportunity to go play at Nebraska. And I think if you take that attitude, it's, it allows you to compete and kind of embrace what's happening rather than, deer in the headlights. Now, my first couple of years I was here, I would suggest that it was very difficult to get our players to think that way. But, we've kind of evolved to that. But, certainly I think all the players are a little bit like that. But, he played a great game. Probably one of his best games.
That's something that you or Steck moved Christopher to, because he was just on his interception. He was shadowing Gans, which is, he didn't have a guy there earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think he just was going in his zone, moving with the quarterback, trying to get in a throwing lane that he might have. And a lot of times, he made some great plays when he went out there also. Fortunately, he got in front of him. He made a great play. He also made a guy miss, too. His athleticism, which was really good. He got a good block from Willie Moe. But huge play. Those things change football games. Well, I feel that we have some maturity. I think that's helping us a little bit. We plan. We practiced last week with sound at the highest level, almost probably more than we've ever done before. Felt like we didn't handle the dome really quite like we wanted to, and that was a split group, but it was inside and closed, as you all know. So, we really had it on both sides from a communication standpoint. Our defense too, and we really think it was a plus, and I think we have a little bit more mature. We have a lot of returning starters. They've been in the arena, and they understand how you got to lock down and focus. So I was pleased that we didn't have with all the noise, with all the check, and all the things that we did in that line of scrimmage and moving people around. I thought we did a good job of handling that in that environment. We passed that test there. And as far as just overall, I've always told players that part of our plan to win, one of the bullet points in that is don't beat yourself with different types of penalties. And so, one team gets 10 yards penalty, another gets 100 yards penalty. 90 yards of field position is huge in a football game. And right now we're doing good. I mean, I think a lot of that is focus. I think that's discipline. But we got to continue to do it. Well, I think it's more just maturity of your football team. Most of those linemen have played before. Elvis is the only one who hasn't played. Really, everybody else in offense has played a significant amount. Derek Washington probably was the least amount as a starter. He played last year about 10 plays a game. But obviously a very mature competitor. So I think you really see a lot of maturity there. And if I could suggest that we had 6 or 7 new starters, I would suggest we probably wouldn't be handled quite as good as we did. And really, that really applies on both sides of the football. We went through a big media blitz a year ago. We really, learned a lot of things, and we don't always say the right things or do the right things. Most part of my players do a great job and staff, but we've been through it. You know, we've been through it last year. We've been through the end of the season. It was a high level. I was much more concerned a year ago than this year. Now, obviously, I always, you know, my job is to be concerned about things you don't have to be concerned about. That's what I have to do. And so I have a senior meeting here at 4:30. I'll talk to the seniors. How's our team doing? Where they're going? Where's the focus? How things are going? And I got guys that will walk in my office and say, we got a problem or an issue. They'll do that in a second. So I kind of use the people, my staff, the seniors. I use all those guys to help make sure that the train's, you know, leveled out, going the right direction, and everybody's doing the right things on it. And if you have any red flags, you deal with it. Just stay focused on task at hand, and to not have the stadium you're playing in. If you're sitting there worried about the stadium you're playing or how loud it's going to be, you're not going to be able to handle it. So that's all part of preparation. If you're concerned, are you focused on getting your plan down? Are you focused on practicing well? Are you focused on lifting weights well during the week? Are you going to school? Are you going to class? Are all those habits in order? Okay, and if they're all in order, generally you are a creature of your habits, then you're going to play the way you're supposed to play. And if you see things up, you know, and you can see things, you just have to be, you know, you have to first accept it that you could have problems. And if you see things, you get them corrected. And for the most part, I think our kids are dealing with it. And I remember when we first got here, we got first nationally ranked. I remember guys were running around the locker room, you know, going crazy, and you know, that wasn't good. You know, I knew that wasn't good. And now I don't, you know, there's never a discussion. I don't think players understand, you know, what's important is in January at the end when it's all said and done. And they also know it's fleeting if you don't take care of your business. So hopefully we've learned lessons, you know, since we've built our program or have been building our program. And again, I really get, and that's why the seniors are really, you know, I'm locked in with those guys from a leadership standpoint. We communicate well and hopefully we stay focused at task at hand. And this is going to be a really, really tough football game.